He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was a prisoner, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warmth of Paris is the French wines are cheap, but his ambitions are big. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. He liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Bob's killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his horror was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was calling answers he never found. So he hopped on the freeway, get in the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes the pilots, breaks that green label each day, riding his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what those people say. Cost him 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile at you. Jimmy, some while it's magic, some while it's tragic, but I had a good life. Oh, went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Merci beaucoup. Robert Greene chose steel drums right there.